body and get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 on the highway, friend. In Kapalooey. Super great price.
The best advice.
A huge selection. Sports nutrition. Earth proteins and vitamins. Health foods, organic grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you today, as usual. So listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. Alive and Well is that. That is our message. That is our love. We are fanatic organics. Alive and Well has such a broad spectrum of wonderful organic herbals, organic nutrients, organic proteins, great combinations, great prices, great variety, everything you could ever want at Alive and Well. And there we are, hand in hand, in a lovely air-conditioned setting, beautiful marble bar and beautiful seats, everything perfect, of the Broth Cafe. And remember, I know I've said it before, and I'm sorry if repetition is a bore, but it's important to remember the message, and that is, it's broad spectrum broth. That is a term that covers whether you're vegan, vegetarian, you like wild, fabulous wild fish, you like organic meats, chickens, all of those things are available. In addition to the, we are in endless gratitude to the wonderful local organic Maui farmers. Every day we get the organic produce brought in, and every single day, and we have a high concentration juicer, so it's high concentration, all those wonderful, and that also the vegetables are used for all of our dishes, our salads, our soups, combinations, you name it, it's all there, and at Alive and Well, and at the fabulous Broth Cafe. You know, you've never seen and experienced anything like it. Poison-free and delicious taste to the max and to the skies. And we keep getting great reviews on that one.
And one of the reasons we get such great reviews is because not just the flavors, the organic, all the good stuff, but also the good stuff is the Vortex water is what makes the broth. That's what, it isn't just out of the tap, it's Vortex water, which is what? Energized, it's revitalized water, which the hydrogen and oxygen molecules are dancing like a Broadway play.
Oh, I love that.
Like I never could.
I love that. Okay. Yeah, so, but you can, and you do, internally, right?
Oh, just of course.
Every time you drink that Vortex water, what a, all that. And remember, you know, you and he hasn't been around probably for a while. He was the great, in 1938, very famous
Otto
doctor.
Otto Warburg.
Dr. Otto Warburg. He won the Nobel Prize in Medicine. That's the highest award there is.
Amen.
In anything nutritionally and for health, for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. That long ago. And these two parameters of the high hydrogenation and the high oxygenation are completely positively supported, proven in Vortex water. The oxygen content is maximized, and the pH of the Vortex water is very high.
And that's so important. It's the maximization the molecules of hydrogen and oxygen. The molecules become lazy molecules sitting around in a water pipe, sitting around in a water storage tank. But when you activate them with a Vortex power, which makes those hydrogen molecules dance and the oxygen molecules dance. And that's why I say, whenever I drink a glass of Vortex water.
Yes, which is all the time, right?
Which is all the time.
All the time. We wouldn't drink any other water. We wouldn't cook with any other water.
I feel like
never.
I really feel like Gene Kelly.
I always think, and Fred Astaire.
Well, Fred Astaire, yeah, I'm not quite as nimble.
I'm not quite as nimble
on my toes as Fred Astaire. But Gene Kelly
did it for sure. Okay. That's right. And it makes you sing in the rain, just like he did, right? No matter how much rain there is, no matter how much negative, it lifts up your heart, lifts up your soul.
Amen,
lifts up. It's just amazing what it's doing for you. That's right. And you know, that's really important because this week, just very week, that this just came out. You turn on the news on television.
And
TV News National Report this week. We need healthy alternatives in this country to the toxic food and chemicals. This is what they said.
Who's they?
This is the news report.
Okay.
It was the news report, and they said, the MAHA, you know, which is
Make America Healthy Again. Robert Kennedy.
And this is what they said. They said big foods, that's a term for the commercial
food industry.
Right.
Yes.
And the big food beverages are loaded with corn syrup, dyes, and all of the chemicals that they put in them are associated with lots of chronic illness. And then they went on to say,
you know, Health Nuts have been saying this since we were kids,
right.
60 years ago.
That's right.
But it's finally coming out in the news.
Oh, it's nonstop. And then they said, our unhealthy foods, this is the exact quote, are unhealthier than the rest of the world. We lead the entire world in toxic food, toxic chemicals.
Additives.
And that's
and
what they
colorings.
Said. We also lead the world.
Right.
This is what they said. In obesity, all forms of disease, cancer, diabetes, they said you name it. We need healthy alternatives. So come to Alive and Well.
And many countries will not accept American food products because of all these chemicals and additives and colorings and flavorings and conditioners. Because they don't contribute to health, they contribute to the eye appeal, the palate appeal, but nutritionally, they're void. So, folks, come to Alive and Well. You want to get good nutritional full content out of every bite you take? Alive and Well Broth Cafe offers you that. And we offer the finest quality of high potency, effective, holistic, formulated vitamins and minerals and nutritional supplements.
And you know, this was also big in the news. I don't like to list names, but it's so big. This has been big in the news just now coming out.
You're always dropping
that nearly,
names.
And this is what they said, nearly 368,000 pounds, can you believe this, of Oscar Mayer turkey bacon products are recalled over contamination with Listeria bacteria that can cause food poisoning, federal health officials just said.
368,000 pounds
of just one of the items.
Mm-hmm.
Then they went on to say that Kraft Heinz Food Company of Newberry, South Carolina, announced the recall of the fully cooked turkey bacon that was just recently produced. The problem was discovered when the company's laboratory testing showed potential Listeria contamination. The recall includes the following products, which were shipped to U.S. stores nationwide, as well as British Virgin Islands and Hong Kong. Okay, and so they have these on the codes and all of these different things, and then the turkey bacon. Consumers shouldn't eat the products, which may be in their refrigerators or freezers, say the specialists. They should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. Listeria infections can cause serious illness, particularly in older adults, people with weakened immune system, and those who are pregnant or newborns. Symptoms include fever, muscle aches, headaches, stiff neck, confusion, loss of balance, and convulsions. And at least 1,600 people, they said, the Centers for Disease Control said this. About 1,600 people get sick each year from Listeria infections.
And that's just Listeria.
That's just that.
Okay.
That's just one
of the pollutants in what they call the processed food industry. But the colorings, the flavorings, the conditioners, the preservatives, all the junk that's added to a natural food substance to make it more palatable or eye-appealing, don't contribute to building of health. They're non-nutritive. They interfere with normal metabolism of every bite you put in your mouth.
That's right, and here's a big-time medical doctor, holistically minded, Dr. David Brownstein, MD, is talking about what's happening to our children. And according to the, I'm quoting him, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, more than 40% of children from the U.S. suffer from chronic health problems like asthma, allergies, autoimmune disorders, neurobehavioral disorders, obesity. More than 75% of Americans aged 17 to 24 are ineligible for military service due to these chronic health conditions. The leading thing they have as the potential driver in these diseases are poor diet, environmental chemicals, and over-medicalization.
And over-medicalization,
that's
right. A biggie. That's
big time.
All the vaccines are known to contain mercury and or aluminum as adjuvants to help activate the medicines within the formula. What do those things do? Well, they're toxins, they're heavy metals. They don't improve health at all. They compromise health. And so many, maybe you've read or heard much about the negative effects, the after effects of the vaccine formulas recently. But they've been known for many, 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 many years, 50, 60, 80 years, 100 years, the toxic effects of the heavy metals that are contained in the vaccines, which contribute to much, much ill health and even death.
That's right, and Dr. Brownstein covers so many things about it, but he says, I'm quoting him exactly, what has happened, he backs it all up medically, proven. What has happened to our food, says Dr. Brownstein, the number one factor making people sick in this country are our unhealthy diets. The problem, he says, is that in the U.S., it can be difficult to maintain a healthy diet because our food supply is tainted with a wide range of synthetic substances such as hormones, pesticides, insecticides, and herbicides. Studies have continually shown that ingestion, that means taking in and eating, of such toxic substances leads to the most common chronic health conditions, including heart disease, obesity, diabetes, hypertension, and cancer. All of these things, and he says, this is what he says, stay away from ultra-processed foods. These highly processed foods contain the refined sugar, and toxic oils and flour. Each of these refined ingredients cause nutrient deficiencies, toxicities, and inflammation.
Inflammation, and inflammation, inflammation.
That's right. He says the MAHA report, Make American Healthy Again, points out that 70% of an American child's diet comes from these toxic, ultra-processed foods. Unbelievable, right?
Unbelievable,
right.
And
can you read this about kids are taking too many medications?
Oh, my God.
Kids are taking too many medications.
Hang on. Here we go, folks. Word for word, just as the doctor wrote it. Kids are taking too many medications. The Make America Healthy Again report also points out that kids are over-medicated, including with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder stimulants, ADHD stimulants, disclosing that stimulant use increased 250% from 2006 to 2016, despite all the evidence they do not improve long-term outcomes. But that doesn't stop the drug industry. They do it anyway, because it's profitable, makes money, feed the kids all the chemicals, and keep them coming back for more. This was the first government report to detail the overprescribing of medicines, including stimulants and antidepressants and antipsychotics and antibiotics and diabetic drugs to children. Do kids suffer less depression from using so many antidepressants? Do ADHD drugs help them in the long term? Are GLP-1 medications a cure for obesity? The answer to all these questions is, you guessed it, folks, no. There's zero research that shows children enjoy better health outcomes from taking the inordinate amount of prescription drugs. Our kids don't need more medications. They need to eat good food, get regular exercise like kids used to do, drink plenty of water.
preferably, healthy water.
Preferably the vortex water.
That's exactly right.
Eliminate exposure to toxic chemicals and take fewer prescription drugs. And what holistic physicians recommend is also take more nutrients.
That's right.
Give kids the nutrients that aren't in the foods, okay?
Right.
They've been taken out of the foods. Kids need them just as much as adults do. But kids need to play outside and get away from the phones and the television sets and the computers and get out and run around with dogs and play ball and tackle each other and run around and wrestle. And
yeah.
Kids need to be kids again.
And do you know another big news that just came out?
Okay, no.
Just came out.
No.
Big medical
thing. I don't
thing.
Know.
But you know how you've often talked about, and I'm going to let you talk about it, but first I'm going to tell you about this.
Okay.
And that is about how this acid reflux thing came out.
Oh, boy.
Before you talk about it, let me tell you what just came out in the news, okay?
Oh, boy.
This just came out, medical news. And here it is, just came out. Folks using, and this is on television all the time, whatever show you watch, why everything's commercial now except the music channel, right? Just about it. And the old classic movies. But other than that, you put on a show, there you get a commercial, and it's always these drugs. And one of the chief ones promoted all the time is this one. Folks, and here's the quote, medical researchers telling us, folks using GLP-1 weight loss drugs like Ozempic are far more likely to suffer from severe acid reflux, a new medical study shows. People with type 2 diabetes were far more likely to suffer from gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD, if they were prescribed this GLP-1 drug. Researchers reported this today, this was just a few days ago, in the Annals of Internal Medicine, medical journal. Here's the doctor saying, we estimated that most GLP-1, the weight loss drugs, increased risk for GERD, concluded the medical research team led by Dr. Laurent Azoulay, an associate professor with the Jewish General Hospital Center for Clinical Epidemiology. The risk for serious GERD-related complications was far higher among smokers, people with obesity, and folks with existing stomach problems, researchers said. Because the drugs, now listen to what their conclusion, slow the rate at which food passes through the stomach, researchers thought they increased the risk of acid reflux. GERD occurs when acid reflux happens repeatedly over time, the Mayo Clinic said, big time medical clinic. If it continues, GERD can cause scarring and narrowing of the esophagus and increase a person's risk of esophageal cancer. Results show that people taking GLP weight loss drugs were 27% more likely to get GERD and 55% more likely to have GERD complications, including cancer. More than 90%,
including cancer.
Yeah, more than 90% of GERD complications involved Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T, esophagus, in which acid damage causes the tissue lining of the esophagus, not causes, damage, it changes, and increases cancer risk, medical researchers said. And here's their quote also. We also found that the risk for GERD was much higher with long-acting GLP drug use, they said. Go ahead, tell us about how you've talked about GERD and the background of that.
That's what holistic physicians have been saying for years, folks. GERD is not a disease. There's no virus involved with it. There's no pathogen involved with a disease. GERD is, in most people, even without the drug, but it's amplified by taking those drugs. GERD is a response of inadequate amount of hydrochloric acid. What? If it's inadequate for digestion, how does it cause cancer? How does it cause all these problems with the throat? Why does it give you heartburn? Why does it give you gassy farty? Why does it do all those things? Because here's what holistic physicians have been saying for years, and that is, this is the following. Your body produces hydrochloric acid. your body produces natural enzymes and digestive factors, which break down the contents of your stomach, separate the nutrients from the fiber, and absorb the nutrients. However, when you become 40, mid-40s, late-40s, early-50s, and on up, your body doesn't make the amount of hydrochloric acid it used to when you were younger. But the doctor says, I got too much acid. How come I got too much acid? Well, the doctor didn't finish the statement properly. Holistic physicians say you have too much acid up your throat. The acid doesn't belong in your throat. It belongs in your stomach.
Right.
And when you're young, the acid stays in your stomach because there's a little, tiny little reactive muscle, a sphincter, that's at the bottom of your esophagus. When you swallow, that's when the sphincter opens up and lets the food from the food goes from the mouth to the throat to the esophagus to the stomach. And when you swallow, the little sphincter muscle opens up and lets the food into the stomach. Now, invariably, when you're younger, that acid comes in contact with the sphincter muscle. And the sphincter muscle goes clams shut very fast and says, you're not coming up here. You're not going up to my throat and give me throat cancer. So the sphincter muscle closes, and it's a no event. You swallow, and the acid doesn't come up. But when you're, because the acid level is high when you're young, as you age, that acid level diminishes. And as the acid level diminishes, its effectiveness in closing off the esophageal sphincter lessens as well. So the acid slides up your esophagus into your throat and gives you such terrible burn and gives you gassy and gives you farty and gives you all kinds of discomfort and maldigestion. Well, holistic physicians say just the opposite of what the drug industry says. The drug industry says, well, take this antacid drug and you solve the problem. You got too much acid. Well, they're partly right. You got too much acid in your throat. Partly wrong, you don't have enough acid in your stomach. So when they give you the drug which neutralizes acid, your digestion in your stomach subsides.
That's right.
Your efficiency of digestion goes out the toilet.
Out the window,
okay?
Right. Yeah.
Yes, it relieves the symptoms in your throat, but it also stops digestion. So what holistic physicians say is, I always refer to holistic physicians because they deal with nutrition.
That's right.
With life creation in all your cells.
That's why we quote them.
Not suppression of symptoms, but life creation.
Life creation.
Recreation. So what holistic physicians say is, wait a minute. Yes, you get relief from taking the antacid drug.
Temporarily.
Wonderful, fine. But your next meal, it's going to happen again unless you take more of the drug. So, but the drug also stops proper digestion in your stomach because you need high levels of hydrochloric acid and acid enzymes, the same way you had when you were a kid. A 6-year-old, 12-year-old kid has more digestive efficiency than a 55-year-old person. What? Yeah, that's life's pattern, unfortunately. Things don't get that much better as you get older. They do, and they peak out in the 40s, and then from the 50s on down, it's on down.
And that's why we have so many people coming in and sharing with us their testimonials of all ages about what Super Digestizyme has done for them and restored what was meant to be in our whole digestive tract.
You said the magic two words.
I know that.
Magic two words
are
super.
I'm dancing. Okay.
Super Digestizyme is
right.
The product that gives you the full potency enzymes and hydrochloric acid levels that you had when you were 12 years old.
That's right.
You didn't have heartburn and gassy, farty, birdy, blue when you were 12. You had good digestion. Eat anything else, eat too much of anything, and you're going to have problems. But it digested your food and absorbed your nutrients very efficiently when you were young. When you get so older, after mid-40s, early 50s, and on up, it doesn't work that way. It's like most every other bodily function. In your late 40s, early 50s, you notice you're not young anymore.
Right.
Well, one of the more obvious symptoms is you're not young anymore because you're not digesting your food. You're getting all the negative effects of acid indigestion. And then you're on drugs and drugs and drugs.
Right. And even younger people have come in and said how much it's helped them too. Even younger.
I've said this story before, but it was such a major impact in my life. When I was a kid, my dad... He worked like a horse all day long. He was a plumber. He'd come home at night and have a big meal. Mama had put terrific food for him, and he'd eat the meal and he'd relax and try to read the newspaper. Remember the newspapers? They used to be newspapers.
Tums and tums and tums. Everybody did that.
And watch television, whatever. We'd try to relax and groan and fart and burp and carry on and just be miserable. The doctor gave him antacid drugs, and he was taking antacid drugs all day long.
Just
carry pockets
poison.
Full of these little candy rolls.
No digestion,
of candy.
No nutrients, nothing like that.
But when I was in my early 50s, I had the same digestive complications my dad had. And I told myself, I'm just getting old. I can't digest. I'm allergic. I'm hypersensitive. No. When I read what holistic physicians said is take enzymes, and the super digestive enzyme formula is perfect.
That's right.
All the symptoms went away.
And you know, it also has another creep thing, because a lot of people, whether the things that they take or aging or anything, they don't get the proper flow of bile acid.
That's what we're talking about.
And bile acid is also part of super digestizyme.
Mm-hmm.
Often it's not of other formulas.
That's true.
But it's there helping to break down all of the fats and break down all the food and improve the absorption. So all the buddies, the whole team of great workers, is together in super digestizyme with no toxins.
And in working as a team, they digest your food like you were 12 years old.
Terrific.
You don't get burpy, gassy, farty, miserable, burning.
Nice.
None of those symptoms. You get full utilization of every bite you put into your mouth.
You know, and another thing that which just came out this month in the news, and it was in Newsmax. They published it as the big news of the month. And, you know, when you're thinking about that MAHA, Make America Healthy Again, remember this and how we have stressed, even when we have we do the high concentration juices and the things that we give, we do it in glass, okay? We do it in glass,
right.
Not in plastic. And here was a big part of the news that just said, plastics are poison, they are danger to humans. And this is what they quoted, Newsmax quoted, animal and human studies link microplastics to inflammation, cancer, reproductive health issues, heart disease, and lung disease. And this they said very important studies on health and microplastics just came out. A human study published in the prestigious New England Journal of Medicine. Couldn't
pretty
be a more prestigious medical.
Time, right.
Measured the amount of microplastics, small plastic particles, in arteriosclerotic, that's plaques, that's scar tissue plaques in the arteries, and they were removed from arteries during surgery. 2 years after removal, patients with the highest levels of microplastics had the highest rate of heart attacks, strokes, and deaths. A review of nearly 3,000 medical studies from the University of California, San Francisco concluded that microplastics, these plastic particles, are associated with male and female infertility, colon cancer, lung inflammation, and lung cancer. People most at risk from these microplastics are infants and children, pregnant women, and those who work with textiles, construction, or waste management. The U.S. government says, the Newsmax and the doctor's reports, has set a goal of eliminating single-use plastics from all manufacturing by 2035. But you shouldn't wait that long, they say. It's time to think about avoiding the plastics right now. We've been saying that forever, and that's what we practice over there.
And other reports talk about how you accumulate a credit card volume of plastics in your system on a yearly basis. Just from what? Just trying to live a life. just using a little convenient plastics, whenever a plastic container, a plastic wrap, whatever it might be, or plastics that you're dealing with and with your hands. These things, these microplastic particles are absorbed into our lungs, into our bloodstream, and they're not healthy. Plastics don't belong on the inside. So, again, whatever you can, drink out of glass. That's why we do our organic glasses, our organic juices at Alive and Well, packed in glass, because they're of this plastic residue threat. So you don't want a credit card, and you may want another credit card, but you don't want it on the inside. You want to be able to flash it on the outside and make an intelligent purchase. But get away from plastics as much as you can.
Absolutely. And, you know, another big important point, this is a little bit of a different topic, but he's a very famous medical doctor, Dr. David Perlmutter, MD, board-certified neurologist, nerve specialist, okay? A very famous doctor, and also Dr. Small, MD, another leading doctor, is saying that, okay, they were talking about the CardioQ10, and they speak about high-dose CardioQ10 significantly reduced pain, fatigue, and morning stiffness from fibromyalgia.
Wonderful.
Well, that's
wonderful.
another big player from CardioQ10.
Because it strengthens them. It strengthens the whole construction of the cells of the heart. The heart is a blood pump. It pumps the blood and the contents therein, the oxygen and the nutrients, through every microscopic piece of thing called a cell in your body. But when you take the other pollutants, and the CardioQ10 increases the strength of those mitochondria and the function of the muscle. But without it, your muscle ages, and your heart isn't as effective at 45 as it was at 25. So come to Alive and Well. You get the highest quality CardioQ10 in the world. It is specially formulated from a physician company in Japan. It is the best absorbed, best utilized, and best long-lasting form of CoQ10. It's called CardioCoQ10. It strengthens every little bit of your muscle, of your heart, and your brain, and it's an anti-inflammatory as well. It contributes to major, major muscle strength and recovery. Phenomenal substance.
Well, you know something? I've said this before, but I'm saying it now.
You're going to repeat yourself again.
I'm going to do something, but because of another thing I just learned.
Wow, okay? Wow.
And that is, you're never too old to learn, okay? You're never too old. Right? Gary's laughing because he's known me for a long time. He says, are you kidding me, Mona? Are you kidding me? You're never too old to learn. And here's Dr. David Brownstein, MD, reporting this, that it just came out, and it was breaking news from, again, Newsmax and the medical and all of that. And he says, maintain high CoQ10 level to avoid frailty.
But you've got to use you've got to use the form, the proper.
That's what he goes on to say that.
Go ahead.
Okay. Maintain, and he goes here. A medical study, says the doctor, published in the journal Antioxidants, looked at frailty. You know what frailty is among people over the age of 65? You get too weak to stand up. You can't do your tasks. You can't be the person you were. You're weak. Okay, and now back to what he said. Scientists correlated blood levels of the highest form of coenzyme Q10 with physical activity and capacity in seniors, and reported that CoQ10 levels were directly associated with lower cardiovascular risk. Okay? There was an inverse, meaning a down correlation, with sedentarianism, meaning that the lower the CoQ10 levels, they were associated with an increase in sedentary behavior, frailty, inability to move around, inability to function, inability to have a life.
Because you don't have the cellular integrity that you had when you used to make this stuff when you were a kid.
That's exactly what they say. The CardioQ10 is a key factor, says the doctor, for cell metabolism, energy production, and antioxidant protection. It is a vital component of muscles. I want to give this to you in a second here, okay? It is a vital component. And he says here that statins poison the, and this is the doctor reporting, the enzyme HMG-CoA reductase. Statins are down, they poison the HMG-CoA reductase enzyme that they lower CoQ10 levels, impairing the beneficial functions of CoQ10. Not surprisingly, says the doctor, statin drugs are associated with severe muscle aches and pains, cognitive decline, it says that in the black box warning, your brain goes, and neurological decay, decay of your nerves and muscles.
And you know what else? You know what else it weakens? The muscle of your heart.
And I want to give you that to read.
And they're giving it for heart disease, but it weakens the heart.
That's right. And it says, he says, I've never been a fan, says the doctor, David Brownstein, of statin drugs. They have almost no effect on mortality and no effect on longevity. Okay? And here he says here, I want you to read what he says here about all cells and what they and the mitochondria.
All righty. Okay. But first I want to mention what prolonged statin drug prescriptions do to a person.
Yes.
Or they give it to heart disease patients or for people who are aging to prevent any kind of cholesterol, any kind of damaging to the heart of cholesterol. But you know what they've found out? After 20 years of using statin drugs, it extends the life of any patient by 3 days.
But kills them for, gives them dementia and destroying the
and
heart muscle.
Those who
and
survive that,
that's right.
Right, who survive all the negative effects, have a life extension of 3 days. Well, 20 years of suffering with inadequate energy and heart function and brain degeneration for 3 days of continued, not life, but existence. Okay. What do you want me to read?
I want you to read what they have to say about the mitochondria.
Ah.
Okay?
The mitochondria.
Says the doctor.
Okay. Quote, word for word, folks. Here we go. All cells contain mitochondria.
Mitochondria.
Because they're mighty, because they create the energy for every
That's
cell.
That's right, for you
every
to live.
Every cell in your body.
You can't live without them. It produces ATP, adenosine triphosphate, cellular energy.
Do you want me to read this or do you want to talk about it?
Well, I'm sorry. I feel like we're watching Rocky Balboa. We're out there in the ring trying to do the punches,
All right, yeah. Going back to the article written by the doctor. All cells contain mitochondria. They are microscopic powerhouses, says the doctor, that generate life-giving energy to every cell in your body.
Right.
Cardio-CoQ10 plays a vital part in the energy production process of the mitochondria. In addition to enhancing cellular energy production in the heart, the brain, and all the other organs, cardio-CoQ10 provides additional benefits. During the energy production, cell-damaging free radicals, which are very destructive.
They're terrorists.
Free radicals are formed as byproducts of, turning the page, this entire oxidation process. And as a powerful antioxidant, cardio-CoQ10 counteracts this oxidative stress, further supporting the health of cells in the heart and the brain, the organs, and the muscles of your whole body.
Amazing.
Research also proves that cardio-CoQ10 promotes the health of the endothelium, or inner lining of blood vessels. That's where so many complications arise.
That's right. Cause of death, right?
Heart attack. All the inflammation and negative effects affect the endothelium, which interferes with the blood circulation, oxygen utilization. This is important to the cardiovascular health, says the doctor, because it supports normal circulation and normal balanced inflammation. And that's what cardio-CoQ10 contributes to. It creates, again, folks, we're talking about not drugs which reduce symptoms, not drugs which tell you that it makes the headache go away, not drugs which makes the heartburn go away, not drugs which gives you some kind of breath, but recreation of life, life-generating mitochondria, which strengthen every cell in your body, improve your vision, improve the strength of your heart and your muscles, improve your brain function, because that's where life is in the mighty mitochondria, which are created by, regenerated by, aided and fed by CardioCoQ10.
That's right, absolutely.
And
yes,
not just CardioCoQ10, but and what am I going to say?
What are you going to say?
I'm going to say pyridoquinoline quinone. Okay.
Good. And that's another great nutrient.
That's another great, which we will go into at great depth at another time. But that, okay. Keep that in mind.
Okay. You know,
that's where
here's a, you know, one of the things I thought you were going to say too was, and this was again out in the news, Newsmax was reporting it out in the news, okay? And you know how they push all of these terrible drugs for anxiety. They show that very young people have it. They push all these drugs. Then they list all these horrific side effects and the beyond belief, all of that, the antidepressant medication.
Just listen to the commercials.
And Parkinson's is one of the main things with those uncontrollable muscle movements, huh. You know? And a lot of leading, one of the great star, but I don't like to mention his name. I just loved him. But he was diagnosed after being on those drugs, Parkinsonian, you know, and the Parkinson's uncontrollable muscle movements, which can be permanent, and committed suicide because of the uncontrolled. It was Robin Williams, okay?
Oh, yeah,
I can't
yeah.
go and swear, but I'm just saying, okay? And that is that many, many people have experienced that. And here came out in the news something that Dennis and Mona have said so many times. But a study, here's the, they only quote medical studies and clinical trials, okay? Here I'm quoting, we're in the news at Newsmax. A study of 68 medical students found that those who took super pure omega-3 supplements experienced 20% reduction in anxiety symptoms, and a review of 19 medical clinical trials published in the medical journal, Journal of the American Medical Association, Network Open, found that men and women who consumed the super pure omega-3 fatty acid supplements experienced far less anxiety than the control groups. Anxiety, they say, is thought to be correlated with a lower level of antioxidants, molecules that help combat harmful free radicals in the body. Research has found that certain antioxidants at the top of the list, the super pure omega-3s, also vitamin C and E, selenium, zinc, reduce anxiety. And don't forget the leading one that has been shown throughout the world was acetyl-L-carnitine. And there's all kinds of information about acetyl-L-carnitine and, you know, reduces.
That's an amino acid.
That's an amino acid and treating antidepressant effects. Studies using ALCAR, acetyl-L-carnitine supplements, show it regulates neurotransmitters, helps the brain adapt and reorganize itself. Also known, and a review of treating adults with depressive symptoms found that acetyl-L-carnitine significantly reduced depressive symptoms and showed similar effectiveness compared to established antidepressants with zero side effects. It was noted that the antidepressant benefits of taking ALCAR were long-lasting and quicker to act than other classic treatments. Acetyl-L-carnitine was also shown to have a quick-acting and long-lasting antidepressant effect. And these findings show, say the doctors, that ALCAR, acetyl-L-carnitine, should be a new way to treat symptoms of depression.
And the way it works, folks, again, we're getting back to many, many, many microscopic little pieces of poof called cells. Acetyl-L-carnitine helps recreate new mitochondria.
That's right.
In every cell in your body. That means your eyeballs. That means your brain. That means your teeth. That means every cell in your body is rejuvenated by creating new mitochondria. As you get older, your mitochondria are 50 years old or maybe 70 years old or older. But they're falling apart. You don't have the energy at 70 that you had at 18 Oh my God, is that possible? No, it's not possible. But by rejuvenating your body's metabolism with the nutrients, they create newer mitochondria.
That's right.
So instead of becoming a doddering old fool at 70, you're going to become a somewhat athletic or even energetic and wondrous mind-expanding human being at 70 that you were at much younger years.
That's exactly what they say the doctors here reporting, that it reduces fatigue. The acetyl-L-carnitine supplementation for those aged 70-plus reduced both mental and physical fatigue, quoting medical studies. Medical studies have shown that Alcar is completely highly tolerated, free from any side effects, medical studies. A study specifically measuring Alcar's safety.
Acetyl-L-carnitine.
For elderly patients found that it is taken without any side effects. It's the only one supplement or anything that with zero side effects. Studies measuring how taking acetyl-L-carnitine can treat depression shows that it starts working within 2 or 3 days, unlike the drugs with all their horrific side effects.
And when you combine that with Pain Power, which is amazing anti-inflammatory.
That's right.
The curcumin absorption of Pain Power is remarkable. Yes, you get curcumin from other sources, but it doesn't. The amount of curcumin contained in other sources is minuscule. Here you're getting a goodly amount of curcumin with aromatase and serosteopeptidase and other enzymes which absorb curcumin dramatically, because curcumin by itself is not well absorbed. But when you combine it with the enzymes and with the anti-inflammatories contained in Pain Power, you create a major, major health benefit. What's a health benefit? Something that creates new life and new energy and new wonder of the world in every cell in your body.
Right. And, you know, it's amazing that the drugs and everything that they give, and they're constantly promoting antidepressants. And then here's this European Heart Rhythm Association in 2025, huge study, found that antidepressant use strongly associated with a higher risk of sudden cardiac death.
Yeah.
That's the drugs.
Absolutely.
The risk increased by 56%.
Get that.
For those who had taken antidepressants by a year, and more than double that for those who took it for a longer period of time. The longer the use, said the European Heart Rhythm Association, the greater the risk, especially in adults under 60. And who is at risk for the heart complications? Even though those 30 to 59 had the greatest increase in risk of heart attacks. Okay, had a 500% increase. If there were young people, 30 to 39, who used antidepressants,
right.
This is the medical report. 500% increase in sudden cardiac death compared to, did you hear what I just said, what I'm quoting, who never used them?
Now, this corresponds, and that age range, 30 to 39, that is the end, that 30s, early, mid-30s is the end of your youth. All right, whenever they talk about health creation, regeneration, or degeneration, it always happens in the mid to late 30s and early 40s. That's when things start to go south, okay? So that's why professional athletes retire when they're in their mid-30s. They can't keep up with a 20-year-old or 22-year-old kid coming into the football league or basketball or tennis, whatever it might be. They can't keep up because they don't have the oomph that they had when they were young, which the young people do have.
And this, but they've been telling you, because a lot of kids, and then the parents will go along with them, or they don't need parents at 30 to 39, they're on their own.
Yeah.
They decide to take an antidepressant, 500% increase in sudden cardiac death. Are we kidding? And they covered, according, and this is, they say here, also this is the doctor's report, do antidepressants actually work for depression? In most cases, no. According to the largest ever medical review of antidepressant clinical trials, covering 232 medical studies and over 73,000 patients.
73,000?
Less than 15% of users had any benefit beyond placebo. The drugs showed noticeable effects the majority perceived improvement from the placebo effect, not the drug effect. So it was nothing benefit whatsoever. So this is just one great nutrient That's acetyl L-carnitine. Amazing, right? Okay.
And taken with the cardio CoQ10.
And remember what they're saying here, 68 medical students that took the super pure omega-3 fish oils experienced an uplift in depression, too.
The whole idea of all of this is to feed yourself. You're not feeding yourself when you're eating processed foods. You're eating chemicals and all the junk and preservatives and all the colorings and flavorings and toxic junk they add to food to try to make it more palatable to you. But you've got to feed your central nervous system. You've got to feed the mitochondria of every cell in your brain and every cell in your heart and your leg muscles, every muscle in your body, every cell in your body.
So the important thing to do is to, you know, you can take back your health. You can make your decision. You have to make your decision. Nobody's going to make it for you. You have to make your decision whether you're going to take poison or like Dennis's father said, there's no such thing as a little bit of poison. No poison. Only do what's healthful and wonderful. Here you hear the great nutrients you can get and you can learn and you can eat the organic foods, the fabulous array, the great prices, and because we are Fanatic Organics at Alive and Well, and the Broth Cafe. You can call our number 877-4950. That's easy to remember, 4950, 877-4950. You can have any one of our wonderful services. You can, if you're all of our nutrients, you can box things for you, we can send gifts, but we can also have all of your food ready for you. And if you're having a party, terrific, we'll have it all ready. Magnificent organic smoothies also with all of our wonderful foods, the organic juices, the organic vegetables, and all the organic foods, all organic. And great foray, whatever your choice is.
And you know what else you can get? You can sit down with Mona and talk about your health challenge.
Or with Dennis.
Or with me.
Not doctors, don't pretend to be, don't people on or off medication.
We don't play doctor.
And we don't charge anything. We charge nothing.
We give you the information
just
straight from the shoulder, just as we give it to you now.
About what doctors have learned about nutrients. But make an appointment so that we're not with somebody else or not there for any reason, okay? Make an appointment. It's very comfortable. We're there for you all the time. We love you, we care for you. Alive and Well is there for you. Come and enjoy what you can. You will, I promise you, you're gonna love it. It's all there for you, okay?
So there.
You bet.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time,
that optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha.